Donald Trump will take the oath of office tomorrow to the cheers of many, but almost 60 Democratic lawmakers now will not be there, including Congressman Brendan Boyle, who represents part of Philadelphia. Let's start a look at the country's divide over Donald Trump with him. Congressman Boyle, you wrote you've actually been wrestling with going for the last 2 months. Why aren't you?
So in my specific case, I'm always of the opinion, and I wrote this, that the inauguration of a president should be a non-political day. It is because I believe that Donald Trump is so different and not in keeping with our small d democratic norms that I really had to wrestle with my conscience over the last 2 months whether I would feel good looking back decades from now about having been at his inauguration. And I came to the conclusion I simply couldn't.
Well, let's go further. You write, "Can I in good conscience celebrate that which I believe is a grave mistake?" Do you know, I mean, how insulting that is to the Americans who voted for Donald Trump?
Well, and I'm sorry that it can come off that way, but I hope people recognize that for me, this is not a partisan issue. I would have attended the inaugurations of any previous Republican president. It is because of the dozens and dozens, maybe hundreds of incidents in which Donald Trump has proved himself unworthy to be president, beginning with the fact that he was the lead birther, that for 5 years he even questioned whether the still sitting president of the United States was even American. The fact that he has talked about torture in a way that really just disregards our Constitution. The fact that he is such a threat when it comes to national security. And it is because of those grave misgivings I have that I came to the conclusion I just couldn't be part of the inauguration.
But you mentioned Donald Trump or himself being one of the leaders in the birther movement questioning Barack Obama's legitimacy. You know how Democrats felt at that time. And I asked your fellow Democrat Congressman Steve Cohen the same thing when he said he was not going. Don't you feel that you're now doing the same thing that Republicans did to Democrats in questioning? You're not questioning the lawfulness of Donald Trump, but you are questioning, you know, whether or not he's dangerous. And in so doing, you're doing the same thing that the Republicans did.
Well, there would be, of course, a certain degree of fairness in that. But I don't actually agree that I'm doing the same thing as Trump did to Barack Obama. I'm not questioning whether or not he's lawfully president. What I'm saying is to sit up mere yards by on the steps of the Capitol and watch him swear an oath to a constitution that he clearly doesn't believe in. The fact that he has talked openly and still to this day about doing things that are completely illegal, I just don't want to be a part of. And I'm going to fulfill my constitutional obligations. I'm under no constitutional obligation to attend the inauguration, and therefore I've decided not to.
And what action might Donald Trump take that you would praise?
Well, I'll say, and I've written this, that if he is willing to compromise with Democratic members when it comes to transportation and infrastructure, that would be a level of pragmatism that I would welcome. We've had a really 5 or 6 year period now of Tea Party absolutism where they equate any sort of compromise as surrender. Trump has talked openly about being willing to make deals and being flexible. If he follows through with what he said during the campaign that he wouldn't touch Social Security or Medicare, I would praise him on that. Again, people can have normal disagreements when it comes to matters of public policy. It's the areas in which Trump is so outside the Democratic norms that greatly concern me.
That's Congressman Brendan Boyle, the Democrat who represents Pennsylvania's 13th District, which includes parts of Philadelphia, who's sitting out the inauguration. Congressman Boyle, thank you.
All right. Thank you.